Your rucksacks are aboard the Falcon.
I figure we can make do without them.
Stay out of trouble, Captain,
Han said. You too, Captain.
And grow up, will ya?
Han said as Jadak and Post were heading for Oxic ship.
Start acting your age.
I'll give it a try on one condition.
What's that?
You agree to take good care of my ship. The Solos bolted up the Falcon's boarding ramp, exhorting C-3PO to pick up the pace. Han skidded to a halt in the ring corridor and swung to Leia.
You and 3PO are gonna have to raise her. Hot scramble!
Her eyes searched his face.
I'll be up top. She's not sporting quad lasers for nothing.
Leia took her lower lip between her teeth and nodded.
I know,
Han said as C-3PO entered the corridor.
It's gonna be tight. Rotate her around 180 degrees and bring her nose up. I'll do the rest. Got it, 3PO?
Got it, Captain Solo.
Han smiled.
And make sure nothing happens to her.
Not a scratch, Leia said as Han ducked into the ladder well. Leia had the repulsor lifts quick-started by the time Han harnessed into the high-back chair and clamped his hands onto the twin firing grips. Outside, the walls of the structure were heaving, and pieces of the landing platform roof were piling up on the Falcon's hull. Before too long, the entire roof would come down, and the ship would be buried. Han watched Oxic's snazzy yacht perform an exacting rotation and ascend through the narrowed opening. Raising ship, Leia told Han through the earpiece of his intercom ring. Levitating from the turbolift deck, the Falcon turned and trimmed. The bow maneuvering jets fired, the mandibles came up, and Han was waiting. The quads chugged, and a hail of crimson bolts made short of the Grisha's roofing efforts.
Now, Leia!
Great tangles of vegetation peeled from the walls, and huge stones plummeted, ricocheting off the ship's armor plate. Wearing a beard of Yuuzhan Vong thorn tree, the Falcon shot up and out of the ancient structure, then rose into the crazed sky on a pillar of blinding energy. Oxic's yacht was veering to starboard to avoid a flight of airborne boulders when the Falcon overtook it and raced for space at top speed. By then, Han had dashed into the cockpit and strapped into the navigator's chair alongside Alana. Caught in Tandoon 3's death throes, the Falcon bucked like a marble in a juice blender.
Your chair, Captain Solo,
C-3PO said, rising. Han clapped him on the shoulder.
Stay put, Goldenrod. You deserve to ride in the front for a change.
Are we gonna escape?
Alana asked, without evident apprehension.
Course we are,
Han said, mussing her hair.
Just like on that Holonet show.
Impassive stars winked into existence, losing their dazzle the higher the Falcon climbed. When they attained a safe distance from the planet, Leia banked a broad turn that left them facing Tandoon 3. Cracked like an egg about to release a creature made of pure fire. Then, in unsettling silence, the planet simply came undone, flaring like a star for a fleeting moment before hurling massive chunks of itself into the void. Of what almost seemed its own volition, the Falcon reared up as the shockwave whirled out into the night. A telltale flashed on the instrument panel, and Leia glanced at the displays. Port landing jets and repulsors are out. Standing up, Han pounded his fist against the control panel above Alana's head, and the telltale blinked out. Back online, Leia said, directing a smile over her shoulder. Han sighed.
I'm gonna have to get that landing jet fixed.